For WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. Once Terre Haute's commercial and cultural hub, the Wabash River has in recent years been pushed to the margins of civic life. The city's transportation and businesses moved away from the river, and meanwhile, the city's sewer outflows were emptying directly into it. While the city and environmentalists work on cleaning the river's water, a group of artists and nonprofits are trying to clean up the Wabash's image. They've launched a new project this month called 2013 Year of the River. Throughout 2013, there will be river-themed concerts, prayer circles, and art exhibits. As WFIU's Mia Partler reports, the Year of the River is a sort of public image campaign.
On a recent Wednesday, Mary Kramer and Steve Letzinger worked their way through an icy parking lot to take a look at the focus of the year's celebration.
We're in Fairbanks Park.
We're heading towards the river.
Fairbanks Park is the only park along the Wabash in Terre Haute, but it's a nice one. It's got a playground, an amphitheater, and a walking path.
From here, of course, you can see the bridges of the highways that traverse this area. And I think years ago, you know, people came down here before there was air conditioning, you know, and they had a nice summer day, and they had family get-togethers and cookouts. And that, you know, a lot of that stuff still goes on.
Kramer and Letzinger would like to see the park get more use. Letzinger is the art curator at Rose-Hulman Institute of Technology, and Kramer is the executive director of Wabash Valley Art Spaces. They've been working together, along with the regional arts group Arts Illiana, to launch the year-long celebration of the Wabash. Their goal is to get people to recognize the river's significance to Terre Haute.
Because you don't see it from downtown, there's a lot of disconnect between the river and the downtown, and one of the things we're all working on is trying to reduce that disconnect.
As environmentalists and city engineers make progress on rehabilitating the water, Year of the River organizers saw an opportunity to get artists involved in the river's revitalization.
Well, art adds meaning to place. It can, you know, help you to interpret your environment and visualize things in the environment.
Kramer is working throughout the year with several eco-artists, so-called because their work draws attention to how people are interacting with their environments. For example, artists in other cities have created a stone patio that shows the watershed or a creative water filtration system. It's this type of artistic problem solving she hopes will have an impact on the community's perceptions of the river.
The whole rebirth of the river itself is a tremendous thing for this community. I think for so many years people have just ignored the river. It's been neglected.
That's Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett at the Year of the River launch event earlier this month.
Yeah, I've been completely convinced of the impact of the arts of our community.
Bennett affirms the city's commitment to build a trail that will run south from Fairbanks Park along the river. The city is also installing a camera that will show the river in real time. The city's chief planner, Pat Martin, has been working on riverfront revitalization for about a decade. He says the Year of the River project has helped quicken the pace of city development.
It was sitting there. It was just sitting there. You know, we were stalled in negotiations. But with the Year of the River celebration, what it does is it moves it off dead center. So I guess that the Year of the River celebration actually is helping us move projects forward in a more rapid fashion.
The city is working on brownfield restoration along the river, which it will combine with the recreation trails and art installations. And it's not just nonprofits and officials who are participating. A group of artists calling themselves Watermark came together because they were inspired to do a project for Year of the River. Joanne Perigo-Fiscus is one of Watermark's members. She says they'll be installing a terrace of handmade stepping stones in Fairbanks Park. All of the stepping stones have a river or water theme.
As individual visual artists, we kind of hashed out what we wanted to do. We wanted to do something that was lasting, that had some educational value, some historical value, and we could have after the Year of the River.
While Watermark's installation will be permanent, there are many one-off special events and exhibitions. Concerts by the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra, art exhibits at the Swope and other museums, and prayer circles, all with a river theme.
Yeah, this is the longest undammed river east of the Mississippi. Almost 500 miles of natural possibilities here. City after city down this river is starting to realize that. And it's something to take care of and preserve and to enjoy and to respect and to learn from.
None of the organizers or participating organizations knows what the lasting effects of Year of the River will be. And that's how it was designed, with no particular goal in mind other than to get residents of the Wabash Valley to turn towards their river. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
For more information on 2013 Year of the River, visit our website, wfiu.org/arts.